Welcome to the Terrible Podcast with your hosts from thehammerspeaks.com, David Todd, and from SteelersDepot.com, Dave Bryan. Just two Daves talking all the Steelers football you could ever want. And now, here's Dave and Dave.
Welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Terrible Podcast, the training camp edition. Thursday, August the 16th. What day are we on here? Day 23 of training camp. Hard to believe. Tomorrow, Friday, is the final public practice that's open to the public. I think they're going to have a walkthrough or something on Saturday that's, of course, closed to the public. Then they break camp and take on the Indianapolis Colts Sunday night. Where do we start tonight? Just goes to show you how you can't read too much into injuries, especially where Mike Tomlin is concerned. And because Mike Adams and Jonathan Dwyer were both back in pads today. Mike Adams, of course, suffered the knee sprain last Thursday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. Jonathan Dwyer had the shoulder, the AC shoulder sprain in that game as well, too. Both of those guys were back in pads working today. I kind of thought both of them be out this week, and I think a lot of people did, especially Mike Adams. Jonathan Dwyer has been limited the last couple of days. So it was kind of questionable, and they need him back anyway, you know, with the numbers of with the numbers situation with the running backs right now, the way that is. One guy that won't be playing is Max Starks, who told the media today that he's just not ready. He hasn't even donned the pads yet. That's going to happen on Friday for the first time because of those the new CBA rules. But Max isn't ready, and there's no sense to rushing him back either. Mike Adams, when he did return today, he initially was taking the second-team reps at left tackle behind Marcus Gilbert, and he also got some first-team reps as well, too. Marcus Gilbert evidently, I think Jim Wexler reported that he had some heat-related issues today. Don't know too much more than that. You know, that's never a good sign, you know, this late in training camp. Hopefully there's nothing to it. Hopefully he was just dehydrated a little bit. But Marcus Gilbert's going to be your starting left tackle Sunday night against the Colts, of course. Ramon Foster's going to be your starting right tackle. Willie Colon, a guy I wrote a little small piece up on Steelers Depot today about Willie Colon. And, I really hope they get a lot of running done in that game Sunday night because I want to see his ability to run that power to the right. That meaning him pulling to the right. I want to see him run to the left, too, behind Willie Colon. I want to see them run the power to the left with David DeCastro pulling as well, too. I think the interior of that line is going to be great this year. I think it's going to be the strength of the offensive line. And, I think they're going to run behind it quite a bit this year, especially on early downs and especially early in the season, too, as some of these guys still try to get acclimated to the new offense of Todd Haley and all. I really still expect that. I've said that several times in the podcast with David that, you know, I really envision them starting the season off predominantly run-based, especially if Mike Wallace is to get back sometime soon and start learning the playbook and start getting, more up-to-date on what's happening with the new playbook. But Isaac Redman, boy, I would be shocked. Yeah, I mean, I know some of these guys are returning back to practice, but I would be absolutely shocked if Isaac Redman suited up. He evidently had the MRI today. Now Mike Tomlin still kind of miffed about that, and still after practice today, he would not acknowledge that Isaac Redman had that MRI on his groin. But Redman told reporters today he does not expect to have surgery. He hopes to be back at practice next week. And, you know, that's the best thing to do right now with him is just hold him out right now. You know, they can't afford to have him go down on top of everything else that's happened, with David Johnson and with Dwyer missing some time there. And you're going to be leaning heavily on Baron Batch and Chris Rainey in the game against the Colts. So, You know, just hope Dwyer is able to withstand a punishment Sunday night. As far as other injuries go, Sean Spence was seen running on the side today with that ankle injury that he sustained on Wednesday. I guess he's day-to-day right now. You know, I don't even know, you know, how bad that ankle is. But, you know, I think he's going to try to probably tape that up and give it a go Sunday night. Chris Scott's the only new injury that Tomlin reported today. He called it a minor ankle injury, and he'll be termed day-to-day right now. Punter Jeremy Capinos, of course, is still sidelined. You know, a lot of people do. I had to switch out Capinos for Butler on my 53-man projected roster because until Capinos kicks, I mean, that's Drew Butler's job right now, in my opinion. You know, so we'll have to see. You know, Capinos hasn't practiced since the conditioning test, I don't think, and I think that's when he pulled his back is what I'm hearing on that. James Harrison, of course, you know, had the surgery, the knee scope yesterday, you know, to protect some of the people, the person out there that provided me this information. He very well might be listening to this tonight anyway. It seems as if, you know, the word is that it was a bone spur behind the left kneecap. And I did a little research on that. I think runners, they call it runner's knee sometimes. Any of you people that are listening that run, any of you that have had that, you know, perhaps you know what Harrison is going through here. You know, I'm not sure if that's it. I've heard some other stuff that, you know, that's not so encouraging. But, you know, I'm not going to throw it out there because it's not substantiated. But, you know, I was on Trib Live Radio earlier today, and Michael Graw, the host, you know, said, you know, was under the impression that this had happened in the first week of OTAs. And, you know, I'm hearing the opposite. I'm hearing that Harrison has had this problem with the knee all off season, which leads you to wonder, back to the question, you know, I mean, the Steelers training staff is regarded as one of the best in the league, but you have to wonder why it took so long to get to this point to have the surgery this late. I mean, if he was still having problems with the knee, evidently swelling, and of course, you know, you got to remember, we only probably know 1% of the information here. So to try to, you know, speculate, which we all love to do, we can only throw out opinions on this, but they're uneducated. I mean, they're briefly educated guesses as far as that goes. So, you know, we can sit here and question why didn't he have the surgery early, and that's one of the questions that I'm asking myself as well. But, you know, I guess it's what I'm saying is it's unfair not knowing all the pieces of information regarding this. So, I think it was Keith Butler that was asked today. I think it was Alan Robinson of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review even that reported it on Twitter. I'm trying to look for that right now as I'm going to kind of ramble on here. But Alan, here's the quotes here. It says Keith Butler said James Harrison has been set back in his recovery a few times. So that's from linebackers coach Keith Butler. He said, he also added that Harrison having no spring, no camp to date, quote unquote, he's a guy who needs reps. It's going to be tough for him. And that's from Alan Robinson from Pittsburgh Tribune Review on Twitter today. So, I mean, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, a guy that's had no work during OTAs, basically. He had no work, of course, in training camp or in the mini camp or anything like that. And it was a good point someone brought up today. I forget where I heard it, but, you know, the thin air in Denver. Well, it was actually Keith Butler himself, I think, that had said this in a quote that I read, saying that, you know, Butler played, I think, for the Seahawks and spent, you know, played quite a few games in Denver. And he says, hey, that thin air is no joke there. And a guy like Harrison, who's probably going to be not, you know, top-notch football condition by the time he plays. I mean, no matter how much you work out or work out on the side and try to keep yourself in top shape, you're not going to be in football condition until you're on the field playing football. I mean, I don't know how much more simpler I can put that. So I think Ed Bouchette wrote this morning that, you know, there's there's some questions of whether or not Harrison will even play in that first week game against Denver. And, you know, it's hard to argue against that right now. Of course, we're still three weeks out and a long way to go here. But, you know, if you'd like to play around with the 53-man roster projections like I do, you almost have to wonder, A, will Harrison be placed on PUP to start the season? I would say that's kind of highly unlikely right now, but not impossible to happen. Or, you know, he's going to be down for the first week. So, at you know, the Steelers usually like to carry eight linebackers. It would not be too surprising to see him carry nine. If they do carry nine, it would come, in my opinion, probably at the expense of carrying a fifth safety on top of it. So, you know, read into what you will about that, but it's not very encouraging news, especially if they're saying Harrison had a setback. Excuse the dog if you hear him in the background right now. But, you know, it's not encouraging at all to hear Butler have to say that and to say this is a guy that needs reps. But as far as Jason Worlds goes, that's another person I had a small piece about today about the mystery surrounding Jason Worlds. Of course, he's recovering from the wrist surgery. Keith Butler, Allen Robinson has a quote up from Keith Butler on Worlds today, too. And quote-unquote from Keith Butler, hopefully we can get him back for the last preseason game, but that may not be the case. So, wow, you know, you've got two linebackers now. You've got James Harrison and you've got Jason Worlds that quite possibly might be down for the first game against Denver. Will both of them be inactive? Will one of them be put on PUP? Will both of them be put on PUP? Hard to say right now, but you know, it's not looking good for both of them right now. Even if Harrison plays, or even if Worlds plays, like I said, neither one are going to be in football shape. Neither one of them are going to have meaningful reps, if any, in game time, preseason game time, or practice. So you know, that's not stuff you want to hear. And, you know, that means Chris Carter, keep your eye on him the next three preseason games, because there's a good chance he's going to be your starting right outside linebacker opposite Lamar Woodley. What does this do to a guy like, you know, you have guys like Brandon Johnson and Stevenson Sylvester, both who have worked outside, left outside spot in the first preseason game against the Eagles, and are continuing evidently to do that in practice. And then you also have got the kid, Adrian Robinson, who, you know, depending on how these numbers shake out, if Worlds or if Harrison ends up on PUP and the Steelers decide to carry nine running backs on top of that, you could very well see a situation where Adrian Robinson makes his 53 now. So, you know, it's not a slam dunk at any point right now. And trust me, Adrian Robinson is a long ways away from seeing snaps on the defensive side of the ball. But if he's a guy that can help on special teams, if he's a guy that, I mean, obviously he's a kid that at worst is going to make the practice squad, in my opinion. You know, maybe you need to carry him up on the 53 for the first part of the season there until some of these guys get healthy, or if one or two of them first 6 weeks have to go on a PUP. So, you know, tuck that in the back of your brain as we move forward here through the next three or so weeks here as we count down to the 53-man roster as far as that goes. So, you know, kind of bringing you up to date on the injuries there and everything related to that, trying to look through what other notes I have here today on top of it. Not too much out of practice once again. You know, the media does – the Pittsburgh media does such a great job of covering this stuff and live tweeting it early on in preseason, I mean in training camp. Towards the latter stages, you know, I think I mentioned this last night too, those guys are ready to get out of there. And, you know, they're just going through the motions and there really is not too much reported. I had a couple of texts from some people that were at practice today that texted me some things. Keenan Lewis reportedly did not have a good day today, beaten by both Derek Williams and Tony Clemens on two separate plays. Andre Freeman, the kid out of Slippery Rock, had an interception on a Jericho Cotri bobble. During the 7-on-7 portion, Antonio Brown reportedly had a great catch in the back of the end zone with Ryan Mundy in coverage. Ryan Mundy got his revenge on Derek Williams a little bit later as he knocked one away from there. Ben Roethlisberger evidently looked looked pretty damn good today. I don't know however else to put it, according to some things I'm reading. Two touchdowns passes to Antonio Brown during the red zone drill. I heard the running backs look good today, including Dwyer. I think Mark Cabali tweeted kind of a unique couple of adjectives here when talking about Jonathan Dwyer. He has him looking thinner, quicker, and crisp. Not three words you normally associate with Jonathan Dwyer. But, you know, this is a kid that's worked hard this offseason. He's going to get some carries this year, backing up Isaac Redman and spelling him at times. So, he's a guy who looked to kind of shine over these next three preseason games. He had a good few carries there against the Eagles the other night. I think a lot of people are expecting a lot of things out of him. He is in a contract year too. He's a restricted free agent after the end of the year, and he'll be easily retained on a tender if they deem they want to keep him. Redman will be a restricted free agent as well too. So they should have no problems retaining both those backs. And Rashard Mendenhall's in a contract year. He'll be an unrestricted free agent. There's not going to be any contract talks with him, until after the season. And by that time, if they don't get him signed to a new deal by the start of free agency, he's going to test the free agent market. Excuse me there. But let's see what else we got here. Another fight today between Marquise Pouncey and Cameron Hayward. And Mike Adams evidently was involved in that somehow. John Mitchell, defensive line coach John Mitchell, was evidently giving Hayward the business on the sidelines after it happened. As far as the Mike Wallace watch goes, Ike Taylor, Jim Wexler, I think, reported that Ike Taylor, some of the quotes that he has on him saying that he doesn't think Mike Wallace will be back next week, but the week after that. Kind of insinuating, I guess, that Mike Wallace would intend on playing in the final preseason game. Ideally, you would like Mike back for the all-important third preseason game, which is normally regarded as the main tune-up of the preseason as far as that goes, because usually the last preseason game, not much to it. The starters are in and out of there quick, and you get a good look at the rest of the guys remaining on the roster before the final cut down there. So, soon, when is soon? I've got a whole new definition of soon after this whole Mike Wallace ordeal, and you probably do as well. And people get irritated that I post stuff about it all the time. But look, not all of you that listen or read the site, read it religiously, or some people actually have lives, I guess, so people are catching in bits and pieces of this at times. So that's why I'm constantly reporting on any and every news related to it. So if you don't like it, don't just skip over the post and go to the next one. If you're tired of reading the Mike Wallace stuff, I don't know how much more blunt I can put it. And I'm pretty blunt when it comes to stuff like that. Let's see what else we got. On the anniversary of Elvis's death today, that's quite interesting. Been listening to a lot of old Elvis today. What else we got here? I think that pretty much kind of wraps it up. There's a couple good interviews out there on 105.9 The X. Tim Benz has some great stuff under the under their podcast section. He's got an interview with Dick LeBeau up there. There's some good stuff on ESPN 970 as well. If you go to their podcast page and want to listen to some interviews up there, of course, 93.7 The Fan has a few new ones up as well too. I usually try to listen to a lot of these late or early in the morning, around 3 a.m. or so in the morning as I'm trying to stare at the ceiling. But I think that's got it. What we're going to do tomorrow, and thanks for everyone that sent me an email, too, to let me know how you listen to the show, and you know, it's just good feedback. Got quite a few emails back on that. Got a couple more donations today too. So if you're listening to that, David's out of town right now. He's in Oregon, I think. So he usually is the one that helps me out by replying to those. So if you donated and you can do so by donating via PayPal, there's a button on the site, top right hand corner, a donate button, or if you just want to go to PayPal and donate to the address admin@SteelersDepot.com, feel free to do so. Buy me a cup of coffee, buy David a cold beer. We appreciate it, but you're not under any obligation to do so, but we want to make sure we throw out the opportunity to do so. Tomorrow, what I want to do, being it's the last day of training camp, and because David probably, I'm not sure if he's going to be tied up or not tomorrow, I still haven't heard if he's going to be able to join me on the regular Friday podcast or not, but what I want you to do is any questions that anybody might have or want my thoughts or take on a certain situation, a certain player, of information that I have run around in my head and thoughts, as far as a player or anything goes related to the Steelers training camp and heading into the season, why don't you do that? Send me an email at theterriblepodcast@gmail.com, and I'll spend all of tomorrow night's wrap-up episode just rapid-firing through some of these questions. I think that would make for a great final training camp show, because I really don't think there's going to be too terribly much to talk about or report tomorrow. The media will be kind of trying to get out of there on a Friday as well too, so I don't expect a lot of news as far as that goes. So why don't we do that? Why don't we shoot for if you're hearing this tonight or Friday morning, I'm not going to record until later on to Friday night. So shoot me an email, theterriblepodcast@gmail.com. Let me know your question. Let me know what state you're in or where you're listening from. And, if you got a Twitter address you want to throw out there, I can help you get some followers. Do that as well, too. And we'll just kind of spend 20 minutes running through those. So that's your wrap up from Thursday, day 23 from Steelers training camp. And as we move forward to the Steelers' second preseason game against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday night. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we shall talk to you Friday night. And be careful, and as always, we appreciate you listening to the Terrible Podcast. Good night.